Heart Than Talent Radio.
More Heart Than Talent Radio is brought to you today by my book, The Procrastination Cure. Do you avoid errands, chores, and tasks frequently? Do you put off making decisions because you feel overwhelmed emotionally? Do you avoid prospecting for your business? If you are committed to letting go of your procrastinator identity, begin the process of change so you can finally go from procrastinator to producer. To receive your free copy now, go to goldenmastermind.com/pro. Good afternoon, everyone. Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. More Heart Than Talent Live, second edition. First edition was last week. It's the second time that I've hosted the More Heart Than Talent Live. And the More Heart Than Talent call originated back in 1998. Back then, it was an empowerment mindset call. So if you're dialing in here this afternoon or you're watching here this afternoon, I'm changing the terminology. I've been saying dialing in for 20 plus years. So if you're watching here today, welcome to More Heart Than Talent Live. I'm going to cover some great content for you today. Today's content is going to be on releasing approval seeking behavior. I'm going to reach over here and get my favorite pointer, the blue Sharpie. So I'm going to move right into the inspirational portion of today's call. This call used to be an hour-long call. It's now down to about 25, 30 minutes. So it's a very quick call with great content. In the coming very near future, I'll have a series of guests on here every afternoon. Some great inspirational guests. You'll hear from Brittany Cara, Bridget Bartley. You'll hear from G. Edward Griffin and a whole host of inspirational speakers, activists, thought provokers, neuroscientists, and people who are unequivocally in the game of free enterprise and life. I'm going to cover a few quick announcements, like really quick, and we'll move into the inspirational portion of today's live video. So this coming Saturday, I actually have a day off, but it's next Friday and Saturday, I will be in Chicago, Illinois. On Friday, I will be with Mikhail G. Jessen in Elgin, Illinois. And Saturday, I will be at the Hilton Hotel at Rosemont in Chicago. Later in the month of August, I will be in Los Angeles, California on August 18th with Brittany Cara, who unequivocally is an iconic activist who's actually creating social differences in the vaccine medical community and the food industry. Someone you definitely want to see. She has a great content for those who follow that kind of content. Then later in the month, I want to thank Carlotta Davis for hosting me in Atlanta, Georgia, and that date is August 25th. And with that, we're going to move into the inspirational portion of today's call. Now, what I'm going to focus on today is approval and why so many people seek approval. So your self-confidence and your competence requires recognition and rewards. Now, your esteem, means regard for self. As you start to elevate self and start to elevate your energy, start to elevate your consciousness, and you feel good with self, good enough, you won't be as approval consciousness. A large percent of society seeks approval because we didn't get it. I am one of those. I'm in recovery of approval. I would go to great lengths to win awards. I would put the time in the gym. I'd put the time in the weight room. I'd put the time in running. I'd go to great lengths. I'd also study. I'd hit the books. I'd hit the weights. I'd hit the track. I'd hit the gym. I'd do all these situations for accomplishment. I had an accomplishment consciousness, rewards and recognition. That's self-confidence. And that confidence operates off a win-lose dichotomy. We're very competitive when we're in this type of situation. We also can become very competent. We rise through the ranks. We go to college. We get good grades. We go into corporate America. We rise the corporate ladder. We want that approval. We want that recognition. We want the job advancements. We want the rank advancements. We want to be able to become a president, a vice president. We want to climb the corporate ladder. Or in business, we also want to be vice president, president of our own corporations. We join network marketing, direct sales companies. We want to rank advance. We want to create more money. We want approval, rewards, and recognition. And your ego and your self-confidence thrives on that. Now, if you didn't get approval as a child, if you were violated, if you were not recognized, if you were the last child, the first child, whatever the situation was, and you were violated, abandoned, rejected, forgotten, any multitude of situations, or if you were that child who was waiting for your father to come pick you up on Saturday and he didn't show up, then that will affect your esteem, your ability to feel good, comfortable with self. As you begin to separate your feelings from events, as you begin to effectively let go, as you start to elevate your emotional state called consciousness, i.e. your awareness, then you're going to be you and you're going to be free. Your objective would be able to produce in a relaxed body and relax in a relaxed body. Earlier today, I had a woman who informed me that she was considering canceling her call in coaching today because she had a migraine headache. And I suggested that she go ahead and move into her call, which she did. And in less than 32 minutes, I assisted her to understand that that headache was not about her migraine headache. That headache was about an event when she went to grade school. She was held back in a class, and she was labeled a slow learner with reading disabilities. And that reading disabilities then created anxiety. That anxiety creates an unresolved issue that she repressed that creates migraine headaches. And she was led to believe that her headaches are going to happen about once a week, four times a month. So once every week, her body would manifest a headache. Now today, I was able to assist her for the first time in 18 years to be able to release herself from that headache. She no longer requires the medication that the medical community subscribed to her, and she now can move into a state of emotional freedom where she is now consciously aware of why she does what she does, meaning she can now separate herself from her approval-seeking body. And one of the situations that brought on her migraine was that she felt behind. She was watching other rock stars, producers, other people rank advance in her company, and she was feeling less than because she had a full-time career, other obligations, and for whatever reason, she found herself chronically avoiding doing what she was capable of producing. Unfortunately, I just laid out a large percent of the population who approaches and avoids. Your ego wants approval. Your higher self doesn't require. Your higher self requires approval from you, permission. That's what you require. You are good enough. And as you separate your feelings from being approval starved, recognition conscious, and don't get me wrong, you can still seek recognition. But if that is your identity and you don't get this approval, then you have no identity. Approve of self, others will then begin to respect you. Respect self, others will begin to respect you. But when you disrespect self by constantly criticizing self, then you will stay the mind-body connection to the events that are unresolved. And these unresolved issues keep you in a low state of energy called anxiety. This anxiety that you create, that you live in, is anxiety, fear, and doubt. As you move into a state of awareness, which now gives you a better opportunity to objectively understand why you do what you do, then you won't spend so much time focusing on being rejected. You won't spend so much time on being overwhelmed. You'll move out of the how do I state and move into a state of consciousness awareness called I am. I am capable. I am not critical. You're no longer critical. And the approval that you seek will come in a more organic way. Because when you stop seeking approval, there will be people who recognize you for the energy that you bring to life and the energy you bring to the table. Your objective is to be recognized and rewarded for the person you're becoming, not for your merits. Although merits are important. I mean, I understand. I have all the pins that the companies give out, the plaques in many situations. I've been number one income earner in three different companies in my career. I've walked the stages of life on many times. But as I have moved into my own level of consciousness, I seek less recognition and more results. As you become more results-oriented and being able to relax as a result, being able to love yourself is a result. And that self-love that you require is not permission-based. It doesn't require you to succeed. You don't have to have a rank advance. You don't have to have status to love yourself. Loving yourself is a gift that you can give yourself in this place called time. Every single day, you are granted a gift called time. 86,400 seconds, 1,440 minutes. That is a bank of life called time. And in that time, you don't manage time. You want to be able to emotionally be in an aware state where time is a different entity. Now, if you are in love, love with self, love who you're being, if you're in love with life, if you love habitat, if you love animals, if you're passion, if you were able to bring that passion and zest into life in a very relaxed body, not an overwhelmed, intense body where you're trying to force yourself to succeed. And it's that grind, that angst that you've brought to the table that will exhaust you. And if you find yourself chronically overwhelmed, chronically avoiding, undisciplined, unorganized, then there's a high probability that you live in unresolved issues, not understanding why you do what you do, chronically relapsing back into a state of emotions. Now, I'm looking over my content for today's video. So what many people tend to do is they overgive. They overgive and overobligate, and this is a situation called codependence. One of the greatest chapters ever written in personal development, self-improvement, comes from a book called Codependent No More. Now, the more you understand what codependent means, it means that your identity and your personality is derived by rewards and recognition. What many people do is they overobligate themselves, seeking approval from others, not receiving their approval back because they're doing it out of a different type of integrity than they should be doing it. And they're doing it for approval and they're doing it for recognition because it's their identity. And these are the type of people that walk around the planet saying, I'm a giver. Now, giving is a great skill. But if giving is your identity, it makes it challenging to receive. And in reality, you require a balance in both giving and receiving, where you're equally gifted, if equally skilled, at being able to give and receive. But if you're out of balance with receiving and giving is your identity, there's a high probability that you lost your innocence at some point in your life. You had to step up to the plate and be a grown-up way before your time, and you over-obligate yourself to too many situations. I recently coached someone who gives to her church, she gives to her community, she gives to her family, she's taking care of family members, she has a team, children, softball, extracurricular activities, she comes last. And she is completely out of balance, finds herself over-obligating herself, late to many situations, and has challenges being and staying in any kind of flow. Now, if that is you and you find yourself in a state, now's a great time for you to recognize why you do what you do. Understand why you overgive, why you overobligate, and not feel that doing something for yourself would be selfish. And this is what many people do. They walk around the planet saying sorry, apologizing for self all the time. Sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry I'm late, I'm sorry for this, I'm sorry for that, I'm sorry, sorry, sorry. That's what many people do. And then their energy is very sorry. It's very low. It's overwhelmed energy, calibrating out at about 100 cycles a second on a very good day. Now, if you also are the type of person that are bragging and showing off and you constantly have to tell people what you've made, what you do, who you are, what you've accomplished, that's another tell or sign that you are seeking approval because you want people to recognize you. Now, approval is typically about the reason that many people seek approval because they never received it. If you grew up in a family where you don't get approval, you're not recognized. You're not recognized for your brilliance. You're not recognized for even being a human being. You're violated. You're whatever situation. You don't get approval. Instead, you get criticized. Well, there's a high probability that you're starved for that kind of attention. So that typically leads to codependence or bragging and showing off. Those are typically two situations that happen when you are not good enough. Now, the antidote, the recovery, the recipe, the ability to separate your feelings from the events is what will allow you to move into consciousness. And that consciousness, that awareness that you seek, that's a repetition experience. That's a practice. That is developed through, you can do it through meditation. You can do it through other modalities. You can do it from releasing, from breathing. You can do it from 12-step programs. You can do any multitude of situations, but you can also be that person right here today by letting go. Now, letting go is a skill practiced by separating feelings from events. Now, what does that mean, people ask me? Well, to separate your feelings from an event is to be able to localize it. It means you can see it. You understand it. It means you collapse the event. That the event is no longer the mind-body connection to the event that shapes your feelings. It means your body doesn't run your brain. It means that autonomically you don't relapse back into a set of feelings that create the same outcome that you perpetuate over and over to feel a victim, victimized, overwhelmed, fear, doubt, and anxiety. And the anxieties that you will bring to the table consistently are anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, overwhelmed feelings. Now, this kind of energy, it creates enemies, creates envy, creates jealousy, creates comparisons. And if you're someone who watch other people's success and you feel less than, or you feel envious, then that's your own low self-esteem that requires approval. That's the win-lose dichotomy of force-counterforce, self-confidence versus self-esteem. Esteem is love. Esteem has no shape and no form. It's like gravity. Esteem walks into the room, esteem is love. Esteem walks into the room, it uplifts the room. Esteem walks into the room, that ennobles the room. It doesn't enable, it ennobles. It's a word, ennoble. It walks into the room, and it's a very calm, quiet, cool demeanor that seeks no conflict, seeks no recognition, sits down at the table, expects exceptional service, and receives it. And in that type of situation, that type of esteem will actually reward others for their service. That type of person is usually generous, prosperous, understands reciprocity, and is an equally skilled giver and receiver, because in love, love is love. Love does not get rejected. Love does not get abandoned. Love does not enter into conflict. In that type of esteem, you're able to neutralize people with your energy, not your mouth, because you don't find yourself in conflict. And as you're able to separate your feelings from events, and you start to understand that esteem is a regard for self without any selfish feelings or any feelings of guilt, with no arrogance, no aggressiveness, it's love. It's love that exudes, and that kind of love that exudes brings tears to your eyes and other eyes, because people feel so connected to you that they feel empathy with you. Not the kind of empathy as sympathy, but the kind of empathy that they understand that you are no longer in your pain as they're transmuting theirs. And it's that type of love that attracts people. That's the kind of attractor factor that you seek to have, because you have separated your feelings from events, and now you are you and you are free. And in that free state, you're able to articulate feelings, you're able to write on command, you're able to speak fluently, you're able to state your dreams, your purpose, and your cause without overwhelming yourself or overwhelming others. Esteem also never shows anyone up. Esteem doesn't recognize conflict, because esteem doesn't move into conflict. Esteem does not require approval. Self-confidence has to be approved. It competes. It's competitive. It's the nature of confidence. Confidence wins and loses. And confidence is required in sports, athletics, business. It's also required in jobs, because you have to compete for your job. You compete for the next title. But you also want to compete from a place called love, not envy, not jealousy, not these situations. And in that type of situations, you'll begin to uplift self as you uplift others. And if you're someone who's jealous and envious and you're seeking approval, well, you're going to attract your reality that people will create conflict with you. I mean, it goes with the nature of that energy. If you're in jealousy and envy, and you're pissed off at others, and you're upset that other people is getting this, and you're not getting any love, and you're wondering where your approval is and where's all the love, well, you're going to attract people to show up to create conflict with you, or you'll create conflict with self by being highly critical. And as you begin to have a better understanding and awareness of why you do what you do, then you are virtually separating your feelings from the events that shape them. Now, see, what many people do is they waste their emotional energy in areas that don't reward them. This is what over-obligating, this is what over-giving, this is what over-studying, this is what many people do. They over-analyze, they spend too many places, they spend too much time in places that don't bring them intrinsic results or spiritual results. This is a chronic avoidance situation. I'll be good enough when I'm good enough. When I know everything, then I'll know everything. It's the radical procrastination syndrome that keeps so many people avoiding being successful. As you begin to understand why you do what you do, once again, you're moving into a different level of consciousness, because it's that awareness that gives you the insight required to move forward. But if you find yourself doing the same thing over and over again, and already July is almost over, just like it is now, today it's July, we're near the end of July, and that's 6 months and change, and all of a sudden you look up and it's, oh my God, it's August. I got to make up for lost time. Well, that doesn't work that way, unless you're really skilled and you understand the compounded effect and you understand the value of leveraging energy in time. Now, that's a different equation. That's what will create the compounded effect. 2 + 2, that will equal the term 16. When you're seeking approval, you're using force to create a counterforce. Now, organically, now someone who's a very skilled, methodical, systematic, organized producer, someone who will pay the price, they sit in this place called the chair. Now, the chair is synonymous with your desk, or it's a stationary place. The chair could be Barnes & Noble, could be Starbucks, could be anywhere that you feel comfortable in being productive. Could be your coffee table, could be the kitchen. For me, It's my chair right here. I'm sitting in my chair, my love seat, right here at my desk where I've sat for the last 19 years. A large percent of my life in 19 years has been dedicated to mastering my emotions and mastering the skills, habits, and mindset of seven-figure emotionality and seven-figure business secrets. And so I've been set right here at this chair learning the skills. That's a simple discipline practiced methodically over a long period of time. Recognition and approval is not nearly as important when you approve of self. And in those quiet moments when production gets created in a relaxed body, the task well done is good enough. A job well done is good enough. When you're good enough, what you do is good enough. But if you're constantly seeking approval, you'll be in an overwhelmed state trying to grasp the gold ring that never exists. And unfortunately, this is what many people do. They seek what they can't have to fulfill their disappointment. As you begin to let go of this term called attachment and approval, now you can move into a detached state. In that detached state, it does not mean you don't care about people. Doesn't mean you don't care about others, but it means you don't put so much pressure on self to perform at levels that aren't capable to perform of, so you can be and stay disappointed. Now, when you let go of approval and approve of self, and you organically learn how to produce in a methodical, systematic, organized way, where you have a routine system, that you have a method and a way to have a repetition and experience over and over, then you will create more results. You'll get recognized for the results. You'll get recognized for the energy you bring. You'll get recognized for the passion and love that you distributed without you seeking it. Now, that's a different type of organic situation that happens intrinsically because of the person you were become. But when you try and force that envelope and you try and lick that envelope, you end up cutting your tongue because you miss the mark. That's what so many people do. They're so intense that they focus on people and getting people rather than focusing on people. I've had clients before ask me, is so-and-so producing? Are you coaching them? Are they going to get it? Well, I don't focus on that. I focus on their recovery, because it's their recovery that will assist them to recover. And it's that type of situation. You can't be productive when you avoid production. And if you avoid production, well, there's a reason. That's an effect. But I assist people to understand the cause of why they do what you do. As you separate your feelings from events, and you focus more on results, and a result would be recovery. As you move and stay in a state called recovery, meaning you're letting go of the events that shaped your feelings, you're elevating your consciousness, you're moving into a much more relaxed state called esteem, you're moving into a much more relaxed state called awareness. And as you separate your feelings from anxiety, fear, and doubt, you're a lot more aware of why you do what you do. You will tend not to relapse as frequently, you'll rest better at night, you'll have less headaches, you'll have less migraines. You won't focus on outside medication. You'll be and stay here now and be present. And as you begin to do this, you'll learn to approve of self. And you'll begin to find this one place called inner peace. Now, inner peace will also assist you to release emotions that you stuff. It'll assist you with irritable bowel syndrome. It'll assist you with being able to have movements in your body. It'll assist you release unresolved issues that hold on to unresolved weight. It will assist you to let go of mind-body connections that you don't even understand. Your migraine headaches will mythically, magically start to dissipate. You'll start to let go of some of the inner challenges that you've held on to. You'll move into a much more relaxed body, and you'll have a better understanding of why people do what they do. Now, as you move into free enterprise and you start to be clear on what it is you seek to create, as you start to understand the word meaning and who you are and who you're becoming and what you're being starts to have meaning, and you move into a place called cause and you start to have a purpose for who you are and what you're being, your energy changes. And so your business is going to be driven by meaning. It's going to be driven by purpose. And as you start to have that type of energy, then people become more attracted to you because you are attractive. And not in a physical self, although you may look younger because of what you let go of. You can slow down the aging process because the adrenal system, the lymphatic system, and some of the other functions of your body start to be in a different, more relaxed body. It's amazing what can happen to you. I mean, you can not only will you feel and look younger, but your energy changes. Now, in that shift of consciousness, this is a place called synchronicity. This is where expectations begin to shift. You begin to expect differently, and you're not seeking approval, you expect a result to happen because of the discipline that you start to create. Now, in this kind of expectation, you're not putting pressure on yourself daily. You're in a relaxed body with clearly defined objectives about outcomes that you're willing to create. And in that relaxed body, in that state where you have a daily method that you operate in, you have a system and a routine, you do the same thing over and over, it's not boring, it's methodical. It's the engine that crushes the gravel. And in that kind of engine, that slow tortoise that you've been, that's the type of person that gains momentum. That's the kind of person who doesn't win, but they show up differently. When you focus less on winning and more on discipline, emotionally discipline yourself. When you focus less on rewards and more on recovery, then your game changes. It becomes faster. This is where the word quantum comes from, where 2 plus 2 will equal 15. When you focus on the skills rather than a result, because it's the skills that are the discipline. When you focus on the communication, asking the same questions over and over, that's what will get you to the stage. But when you focus on the stage, then you don't focus on the discipline. Then you get your ass handed to you, son. That's what my father said to me when I would get my ass handed to me, because I would focus on the result, not focus on the discipline. And the discipline required is the methodical action over and over. It's the one day at a time. It's the systematic approach to life where you do the same thing over and over. And when you're a conservative American, you can look at that flag and you can say it means something for you, that freedom that you really understand, that freedom, that cause that drives you, that type of passion inspires people. And that type of passion inspires people because they begin to feel your inspiration, because they know you care, and they know that you care not about you, but you also care about them. And they can feel you, baby. They feel you because that kind of energy, that's the kind of energy that empowers people. That's the kind of energy that inspires people. One of the biggest mistakes I see leaders, people who call themselves leaders, is they put so much pressure on teammates, and then their teammates feel the pressure, and their teammates go, wow, I don't want a job like this. I'm looking for a business opportunity. I'm looking for a leader who can mentor me, not someone who is all over me. And unfortunately, many people do that because they try and get people. Well, you don't get people. You don't get people to produce. You find people who are productive. I mean, you're looking for people who have cause, meaning, and purpose. And as you start to come from that type of energy, then you attract your reality, people, and situations to fulfill your purpose, your meaning, and your cause. And then you will find a few like-minded purpose, meaning, and cause seekers. And in that type of juice, in that type of DNA, that type of energy that you exude, then you sweat like I am right here. See, that kind of sweat, that comes from inspiration. That doesn't come from heat. That kind of sweat comes from the person you are. That's from emanation. And when you're able to emanate that kind of feeling, people feel you. That's when they don't want to be you. They want to be around you because they know you can lead them. And see, that kind of leadership is inspiring. Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. This Saturday is an official weekend off for Jeffrey Combs at the GMS Studios. So I will be enjoying the good life here in beautiful Stockton, California. But next Saturday, Alec Friels, the Millionaire Apprentice, and David Hurricane Harris and I will be in beautiful Chicago, Illinois, one of my favorite cities, the Windy City, the city of restaurants, is one of the greatest sports cities in the history of America. And I'll be there with Mikhail G. Jessen on Friday. And then Saturday, I will be at the Rosemont Hilton Hotel. And then later in the month, I will be in Los Angeles, California, and that will be at the Hilton Hotel at LAX with Brittany Cara, one of the most iconic women I've had the privilege to be able to share the stages of life with. And then later in the month, I will be in Atlanta, Georgia, with one of my most exceptional clients I've ever had the privilege to mentor and coach with, Carlotta Davis. So I want to thank you for the second More Heart Than Talent live mindset video today. I got to get out of the call, but the second live video today. So all of you have a great afternoon. Thank you for tuning in. This call has been recorded and will be available on iTunes and Podomatic tomorrow. You have a great day. Thank you for listening to the More Heart Than Talent Radio. If you enjoyed today's content and would like more insight and education into prospecting and closing sales, head over to goldenmastermind.com/free. And download the Customer Personalities Cheat Sheet. It's designed to shortcut the process so you can finally close sales by knowing exactly what to say to the personality you are connecting with. To download it now, go to goldenmastermind.com/free.